You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie with the Industrial Talk Podcast. So that glad that you are here. Of course, we're building that industrial leader. We're here in the dojo again. You know what? We're getting so close to wrapping this up. We're on 19. I understand. But we're on 19. We've got one more to go. Then we wrap it up, and then I summarize it, print it, boom, done, wrap it, go. So anyway, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're in the dojo. Let's get going. All right. You know what an industrial-approved food is? Because I do like food. It's a rotisserie chicken. You get that thing in the case. It's all chicken. It's all protein. It's delicious. That's an industrial-approved food. So we've got bacon, we've got tomahawk chop, and we got all that stuff. So, you know, that's an industrial-approved food. Go out and buy one. Pretty inexpensive, too. So anyway, okay, so what we're going to be talking about today is plenty, energy, and fitness. Now, I'm not talking about fitness. Yeah, get out there, maybe move around a bit here and there, but we're also talking about that mental fitness. So the question I have, and then I challenge you on, what are you doing at the beginning of the day to fill that tank? To make sure that you have plenty of energy and fitness to make it through the day. It's not, once again, it's not about you. It's about what are you going to do to be able to have that tank full for your people? Because you're a leader, and you need to be able to have that tank full. So here's my deal, right? I get up early. I get up around 5, 5:30. I do some reading in the morning, and it could be a number of topics. It could be whatever, but I do that reading in the morning. It gets my gets me focused, and then I go to the gym, and then I listen to podcasts at the gym because that's where I can work out, and I can listen to people who have unique approaches to business challenges. It could be inspirational. It could be whatever it is. But what's great about it is that before I even really start the day, I'm trying to fill that tank so that I have my mind focused, my mind directed in the right areas, so that I'm there, and I'm there for my team. So I challenge you in that particular case because you need to have that tank full. You need to have that plenty of energy. You need to have that fitness, both mind and body, to be able to be there for your team. Now, here's a little challenge that I would tell myself. So when I first started working out and exercising, whatever it might be, I would tell myself a 10-minute rule. And this can be applied to your studying. This could be applied to your exercise. All I did, and I did it religiously. So I'd go to the gym, and I'd say 10 minutes. I'd jump on a machine, 10 minutes, and then I would wrap it up. And then I would transition into maybe 15. And the same thing with reading, pursuing that knowledge, okay? 10 minutes. Because it requires some effort to reestablish. So that's what I was saying. Okay, plenty of energy, you know, that fitness. You got to fill that tank before you start that day in some way, shape, or form because you got to be there for your people because you got to bring the energy. You got to bring that focus. So that's it. Plenty of energy, fitness. An industrial leader has that. They always fill their tank. So we're going to summarize again where we're at. One of the big issues here, we talked about it yesterday, no kicking a dog. You take responsibility at all costs. Now, kicking a dog is an analogy of people that you attack just because you can, because they have no leverage over you. So don't do that. If it becomes personal and not business, that personal side, don't do it. Stop kicking the dog, right? And then driving grit. We're wrapping it up pretty quick here. Enjoyment in the now. Of course you got to. Let's dream. Let's wander. Let's have courage and daring. Let's take some risk. Let's take constructive criticism. Got to do it. Got to have it. Got to do it. Sense of humor. Let's laugh and smile. I do it all the time. I enjoy having fun and being a prankster. And then, of course, the ability to lead teams. You can't lead teams. You're not going to get anywhere, right? And let's say we truly desire, as leaders, to shoulder the burden. Let's be the hero. Let's be the heroine. And then the ability to be strong and clear in times of trouble. I'm not going to follow somebody who is just screaming and, you know, it's just I want to see somebody who is strong and clear. Steadfast dedication to those depending on you. Once again, it's not about you, right? It's about your family, employees, company, philanthropic. Steadfast dedication to people who depend on you. Courage to ask for assistance and guidance. I always am challenged by that. You know that. But I don't have the answers, and you don't have all the answers. So self-discipline and patience, let's do that one more day. One more day, we can keep going. Confidence in our own capabilities, of course. We're studying, we're learning, we're growing, we're doing everything we can to, you know, have that confidence when we apply our craft. Resistance to criticism, you better have that thick skin. I don't want to hear anybody whining. I want to hear that tenacity. I want you to be great because people are depending on you. Genuine interest in the well-being of people, of course. Reverse that pyramid. You're a server. Serve, 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 serve. It's without a doubt you serve. Purpose. You got a steadfast purpose. You get knocked down. You get back up. We put some band-aids on those knees because the purpose is much greater than whatever you're dealing with at that time. Positive outlook. We hang around with people who are feeding that, and we are optimistic because we are dealing with great people, wonderful work, all of that fun stuff. And then finally, we got correct thinking. We're not letting the shadows of the past dictate our future. That's what we're all about. So nonetheless, go out there and buy a chicken because I got to tell you that rotisserie chicken, industrial approved. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And you know, we're wrapping it up and we're going to be talking about learning. So I will talk to you later. Be safe. Thank you very much.